This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimide with the news. The headlines first. Cabinet decides to provide 500,000 rupees each to Nepali football players for getting second position in SAF Championship. Prime Minister Shahbaz Dewa to take part in climate change conference to be held in Glasgow of Scotland. Health Ministry informs coverage of COVID-19 inoculation campaign has exceeded its target. And at least 35 people die due to flood in Kerala of India. Now the news in detail. The cabinet meeting has decided to provide incentive of 500,000 rupees in cash to each of the players and 300,000 rupees to the coach of Nepali men football team that came as runner-up in the SAF Championship football tournament. Government spokesperson and Minister for Communications and Information Technology Gyanendra Bahadur Karki said the cabinet meeting held yesterday decided to provide the incentive to the players and team members for their achievement in the recently held SAF Championship in the Maldives. Similarly, the cabinet meeting decided to form a delegation led by Prime Minister Shahbaz Dewa for the participation in the World Leaders Summit on Climate Change to be held in Glasgow of Scotland. The 26th conference of the party, which is COP26 on climate change, is taking place at Glasgow from 31st of October to 12th of November. Likewise, the meeting decided to grant public holiday to the Muslim community on the occasion of the birthday of Islam's final prophet, Prophet Muhammad today, and to endorse the Financial Work Procedure and Fiscal Responsibility First Regulation 2078. The cabinet also decided to send the Minister for Labour, Employment and Social Security to participate in the 6th ministerial level consultative meeting of Abu Dhabi Dialogue. A standing committee meeting of CPN Maui Centre discussed strategies for strengthening party organisation. Party spokesperson Krishna Bahadur Maharaj said the meeting yesterday that took place at the party central office Peristada dwelt on party's upcoming convention. He said party's national convention, province and local conferences, party membership renewal and the formation of departments were agenda on the table in the meeting. Minister for Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation, Prem Bahadur Ali, has pledged to end irregularities at the Trivandrum International Airport. Reaching the airport yesterday for a surprise monitoring, Minister Ali noted that service providers in and around the airport were found to have been fleecing service seekers under various pretexts. He said the tea stalls, groceries and cabs serving to passengers were found to be fleecing them by charging high price. Similarly, Minister Ali has sought a written response from the director of the Nepal Airlines Corporation on the issue of its aircraft which took off from Kathmandu to Bhojpur on Sunday, leaving some passengers behind. The coverage of the COVID-19 inoculation campaign has exceeded its target. The Ministry of Health and Population had targeted covering 33% of the target group in the vaccination campaign by October 17, and its data suggests that the achievement is more than the target. According to the official data, 42.2% of the target group has so far received the first dose, while 33.5% are fully vaccinated against COVID-19. Meanwhile, the Ministry of Health and Population yesterday confirmed additional 591 cases of COVID-19 infection in the country. As per the Ministry's update, the cases were confirmed while testing 9,697 samples. Likewise, 937 people recovered from coronavirus infection yesterday itself. With this, the coronavirus recovery rate in Nepal has reached 97.12%. The Ministry of Health and Population also confirmed additional 9 deaths yesterday due to COVID-19, pushing total corona-related deaths in the country to 11,293. Nepal has been receiving autumn rainfall due to influence of westerly wind coupled with low pressure zone developed around the Bay of Bengal and mid India, according to the Meteorology and Hydrology Department. Almost all parts of Nepal have been witnessing some amount of rainfall for the last couple of days. Meteorologist Manju Basi said as the moisture-laden wind have been moving slowly to Nepal from Pakistan and India, Nepal will witness wet weather for the next few days. The Department of Archaeology has said it is effortful to bring back idols, sculptures and artifacts that were stolen and illegally sold from Nepal over various periods of time. Director General of the Department of Archaeology, Damodar Gautam, said efforts were being coordinated with the Nepali embassies abroad, Interpol and foreign museums to garner information regarding such stolen and sold Nepali artifacts so as to retrieve them. The department is also coordinating with concerned authorities in the United Kingdom, the United States of America and France to reclaim such Nepali treasure that have been in these countries, in those countries rather. Minister for Urban Development, Ramkumari Chakri, has promised to put sincere efforts to discharge the responsibility entrusted to her. At a press meet organized yesterday by the Federation of Nepali Journalists in Palpa, Minister Chakri said she would perform as per the people's wishes and aspiration in a responsible manner. The minister asserted that the incumbent government would emphatically work against corruption and bad governance propping up in the country. Minister Chakri also promised to make her ministry's work effective in coordination with the local governments. Minister for Labour, Employment and Social Security, Krishna Kumar Srestha, has instructed the line agencies to render their services promptly and swiftly. Inspecting the offices of the Social Security Fund and Foreign Employment Board in Kathmandu yesterday, Minister Srestha told the staffers in these two agencies not to dilly-dally while delivering services to the service seekers. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 a.m. English News Bulletin. Time for a short break now.
हजुर दर्शन
भाग्यवानी बाबु राम्ररी आइपुग्नु भयो नि
हजुर राम्ररी पुगे उ चाहिँ मेरो कलेजको बेस्ट फ्रेन्ड
नमस्ते बाबुजी
नमस्ते आउनु न भित्रै
हुन्छ बाबुजी
अनि दादा त अफिस गइसक्नु होला है
उहाँ त बिहानै हो हुन्छ तपाईहरु फ्रेश हुँदै गर्नु न म खाना तयार गर्दै गर्छु है
हस हस बाबुजी
ओइ वाईफाई होला नि पासवर्ड माग्न
ह त पनि एनटीसी को सस्तो डे प्याक छदै छ नि
ए हो र
एनटीसी को डे प्याक लिन *1415 ह्याश डायल गर्न
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 a.m. English News Bulletin. On to some international updates now. At least 35 people have been killed by floods and landslides triggered by heavy rains in the southern Indian state of Kerala, with authorities fearing the number of deaths could rise significantly. As search and rescue operations by the Army and the Navy continued on Monday, thousands remained stranded in parts of the coastal area while many others are still missing. Several houses were washed away and people became trapped in the district of Kottayam in Kerala state. Video from the area showed bus passengers being rescued after their vehicle was inundated. Kottayam and Idukki are two of the worst affected districts in the state, where days of heavy rainfall have caused deadly landslides. Tributes are being paid to former U.S. Secretary of State Colin Powell, who has died of COVID-19 complications, aged 84. His family said he died on Monday morning and was fully vaccinated. Powell became the first African-American Secretary of State in 2001 under Republican President George W. Bush. He also sparked controversy for helping garner support for the Iraq War. Powell had previously been diagnosed with multiple myeloma, a type of blood cancer, which may have made him more susceptible to COVID symptoms. Iran will host a meeting of Afghanistan's neighbors plus Russia next week, the country's foreign ministry has confirmed, with the October 27 event witnessing the presence of all six foreign ministers. During a press conference, Iran's foreign ministry spokesman Sayed Khatibzadeh announced that in addition to Iran and Russia, the meeting will be attended by China, Pakistan, Tajikistan, Uzbekistan and Turkmenistan, who all have land borders with Afghanistan. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today, according to Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be generally to mostly cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at many places of Province No. 1, 2, Lumbini Province, Karnali Province and Far Western Province, and at some places of Bagmati Province and Gandaki Province. Possibility is also there of light to moderate snowfall at a few places of the high mountainous region. Kathmandu's weather report, the temperature for the last 24 hours, maximum temperature was 25 degrees Celsius and minimum was 18.8 degrees Celsius. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. But before wrapping up the headlines, once again. Cabinet decides to provide 500,000 rupees each to Nepali football players for getting second position in SAFF Championship. Prime Minister Sherbhadra Dewa to take part in climate change conference to be held in Glasgow of Scotland. Health Ministry informs coverage of COVID-19 inoculation campaign has exceeded its target. And at least 35 people died due to flood and landslides in Kerala of India. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np. Also, do check our English news portal at www.onlineradionepal.gov.np/English. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.